Hello, Connection Cafe readers and listeners. Welcome to the next podcast interview in a series of conversations with Blackbaud employees, partners, and friends. My name is Corey Paderewski, and I'm a solutions architect here on the enterprise team at Blackbaud. The goal of this series is to allow you to get to know some of us better, what makes us tick, and why we enjoy working at Blackbaud and with all of our clients. This month's conversation is with Judy Soon, a senior client success specialist with our Common Ground team. We start the conversation with Judy telling me a little about herself and what brought her to work at Convio, a Blackbaud company.
I'm Judy Soon. My role at Blackbaud is I am Senior Client Success Specialist on the Common Ground team. My role is around the fact that Common Ground is built on the Salesforce platform, which when I explain how I came here will make more sense, but I'm very familiar and comfortable with Salesforce. I came from a client organization. I actually used Common Ground. So my role is to work with people who are clients of Common Ground and make them be as comfortable as they possibly can be using this tool on the Salesforce platform. To really get my background, we have to actually go back a little further. In 1998, my father was diagnosed with a very advanced colon cancer, and that was in May of 1998, and he only survived for about 9 months. I was always very technical. My background's actually in graphic design, but I've always been very comfortable with computers and technology, as was my father. When he passed away, he had given me access to his computer, and I went online under his ID, and he was involved in the forming of the Colon Cancer Alliance. And I took up where he left off and got involved with that organization back in 1999. And I met some amazing people who were patients and caregivers and survivors who built up the Colon Cancer Alliance. And kind of out of that, I met some folks who were more interested in the advocacy part of colon cancer, not just getting people to get colonoscopies, but really making a difference in research and policy. And those folks started the Colorectal Cancer Coalition in 2005. They brought me along, and my role at that organization was to get it off the ground. I was the initial operations and technology person. I had never actually worked for a nonprofit organization before, so I discovered N10. On the Nonprofit Technology Network, and just did all the studying I could about what tools were out there and what was going on in nonprofit technology. So that's also when I discovered Salesforce, and we were GetActive clients, and then GetActive became Convio, and I was using Convio and Salesforce side by side, and being in a very small organization, we didn't have a lot of resources, I couldn't hire out, so we were building up the organization, and I was learning as I was going, and I got very involved in what nonprofits were doing with Salesforce, and I was doing a lot of really interesting things with our own use of Salesforce. And then we transitioned at that point as users of Common Ground, because the kind of coding and what was in Common Ground were things that I couldn't possibly afford a developer to make, and it was there for me. Got to know the folks at Convio. Through that, the opportunity arrives to join the team back in January of this year.
I love it how each different activity or, you know, project that you got involved in seemed to kind of lead to the next one. And it seems to be a common story for, you know, a lot of people in their professional and personal careers. What is it about the job that you're doing now on the Common Ground team that you really enjoy and that you get excited about?
What really excites me is, for me, I was, even though I'm an accidental techie and I'm comfortable with technology, I have no coding background. I have no experience in working with databases or anything in technology. But I learned, and it was like this light bulb of excitement going off of, oh, wow, I could do that? You know, workflow rule and automation and making it easier for my coworkers. That was really exciting to me as a user. And now what's exciting to me working on this side of the fence is seeing that spark in others. So working directly with our clients, whether it's through a support ticket or some projects I'm doing directly with them or the documentation or all the different little pieces that I have a hand in, seeing our clients get that spark of excitement when they can get their database to do fun things. Plus, after 6 years or so of thinking of the technology only in reference to colon cancer, it's been fun to get to know our clients, to get to know their missions, and learn and challenge myself to think about database for all different types of organizations, and that's been a lot of fun.
that's one of the things I really enjoy also, is just getting a snapshot of what a whole lot of different organizations are doing, and then being able to share kind of those practices across, you know, to other organizations that you work with in the future. As you know, I was super excited when you agreed to come on board, you know, onto the team, because, you know, we've been friends outside of Conveo and now Blackbaud for years, and you had listened to the 501c3 cast and just the community with N10. Can you talk a little about just the, you know, nonprofit technology community and what it's meant to you, and sort of maybe some of your experiences working within that community as well?
That's been really an amazing ride, and I will say, after listening to your old podcast, like being interviewed by you, it's like I can cross something off my bucket list now. Listening to that, and I'm like, here I am, and Corey is interviewing me. Very exciting. The best part about the community is that it isn't so much about our individual organizations or individual goals. We're all in it for the greater good, so to speak. It gets to the heart of what makes us all really excited to be doing this, that it isn't just about this technology or this tool or this platform. And it's getting more and more splintered, because even Salesforce used to be an application. So when I started using it in 2006, it was really an application, and it was a very unified experience. So if you were a nonprofit on Salesforce, you pretty much had a picture of what that means. And now it is, so Salesforce is a platform, and there's all these different applications, and there's all these different tools, but we're still very united behind that cause of using technology to make lives better. And that life might be someone working at a nonprofit, it might be a constituent, and it's very community driven, more so than I've seen pretty much in like any other sector in any job. It's extremely social. Some of my best friends are people I've met through N10, and it's always about trying to do more with less, trying to, like, I joke and I call myself, like, you know, a nonprofit MacGyver, because having no money for so many years in the organization, it's like, you give me a rubber band and a paperclip and I will get it to send a workflow rule or do something out of the box. And the more I'm involved in the community, I find I'm not the only one that thinks that way, of how to, like, stretch every dollar, how to stretch every bit of technology. And we're getting to the point now where these integrations, that there's less and less silos. So even the evolution of what's gone on with Conveo and now Blackbaud, where, you know, it used to be such a silo, and then if you were on that platform, you were just very stuck with, this is my data is here, and this is what I have to work with. And now nonprofits have choices. It's all about the data, but you can integrate it, and you can do a lot of really exciting, fun things without necessarily having to know how to code and build APIs and all that stuff. It's much more accessible mm-hmm. to nonprofits than it used to be, and it's very exciting to be on the cusp of that.
Do you have any tips in terms of either, you know, Blackbaud resources or other NP Tech resources that you think would be good for just the general audience to know about that people may not be aware of, or ones that you've found particularly helpful?
In general, I think, you know, one of the overriding lessons that I think, you know, anybody who's gone to an NTC or has been active in the community, what we keep being told in different ways is, there's no reason not to experiment, to test, and to try. So, you know, the whole idea of, like, fail informatively, which was a big buzzword, you know, at an NTC a couple of years ago. So I think, you know, what's out there is to really look for tools that have strong ecosystems. Obviously, Salesforce is the one that I'm the most comfortable with, but I'm starting to learn about some of Blackbaud and some of other tools, whether they're on the Salesforce platform or not, that not only have good data and good tools, but they're well developed and they're well supported and they've got a nice mix of users and developers. And that's what I'm most attracted to. I'm attracted to any tool that has a very, very strong ecosystem. And so I would advise nonprofits to look at that. I would also advise groups that thinks they can't do this, or, you know, I'm not technical, I don't know anything. And, you know, one thing that's really important is data is gold. No matter how big or small your organization is, the most important asset an organization has is the data. And what happens, I think, is a lot of the newer, less sophisticated groups think of data only in terms of what is that end spreadsheet going to look like? They're thinking of terms of what is that bar chart or what is that pie chart? What is the end? And not because they're used to maybe working in Excel where it's all about just pulling in enough just to get the chart out. And what's exciting about, I think, a CRM or a 360 view like Salesforce does or Common Ground and those kinds of tools is it's more important to get it all in there, that there's no such thing, I think, as unimportant information. Getting into the habit of tracking phone calls and tracking communication and getting everybody when you meet at a conference to get that into the system. Don't worry about what it's going to look like. Don't worry about the analytics right away. But when you're looking to get the analytics, you can't go back and add in data that you didn't get before. So it's really important to get the data first and get it in an organized way, build your business processes before you even touch the keyboard, and then the rest comes easier.
That makes a lot of sense. But I would imagine that a lot of organizations, one of the things that might prevent them from collecting all of that data is just the resources that they have or the like technical expertise to be able to kind of collect it. Do you have any tips in terms of how to make it easier for organizations that might be like time or resource strapped on better ways to be able to collect that data and get it in their, you know, Common Ground or their CRM database or wherever they're storing it?
A lot of that comes into the business process automation. So looking for tools that make you not have to think about it. And so, yeah, there is some technical upfront. So whether if you don't have someone in-house or, you know, we do provide a lot of resources for clients to be able to do it themselves, but it's understandable that might be a challenge. So whatever an organization can do to put in even simple business process automation, don't have to think about logging that email if it can be set up so that it happens automatically. Workflow rules, anything that keeps it out in front. And there are a lot of different ways of doing that in Common Ground. And I would imagine there are a lot of different ways of doing that kind of thing in other systems. It's similar to like backing up your computer. You know, if you have to hit a button and remember to do it, it's not going to happen. So a lot of times it's for organizations, I think, need to kind of think about that up front. And so when they're scoping out a technology project, don't discount that or, you know, don't look at it, you know, look at that part of it as really, really important in the scope and try to keep that in.
So, yeah, kind of think about all of the different things that you do manually at the beginning of the project and how those can be translated to like automated systems.
I mean, I love to knit and I knit constantly. And it was, you know, what was really great of my last couple of years at Fight Colorectal Cancer was the fact that, you know, I actually spent probably as much time just making sure the systems I had set up were running smoothly as I did doing the work. You know, I actually got knitting time while I was sitting there watching things happen. And I think that's the time and attention that's put into it up front actually pays itself back later on. So that freed up resources for us to do other projects or to add on to it. We didn't have to first go back and do a lot of manual work. And I'm pretty proud that we were able to do that.
Aside from knitting, what other things do you like to do outside of nonprofit technology and the things that you do at Blackbaud?
Well, there's something else besides knitting. So I work remotely for Blackbaud. I live just outside of Philadelphia, and I have two teenage daughters. And my husband, he works for a technology company as well, and they send them all over the world. So for the most part, when I'm not working, I'm being mom. So I'm very active in my community and with issues around my older daughter is 16 years old and she has autism. So that keeps me very, very busy as well.
Mm-hmm. And then in terms of work, rather than asking like a day in the life or what your typical job is like, I like to ask people, what's the first thing you're going to do when you leave this interview? I think that gives an interesting snapshot of sort of people's workflow.
Besides taking a check to make sure that there aren't any open tickets or folks that need my attention, what I also do for the Common Ground team is I maintain a forum of useful apps. Salesforce has the App Exchange, and there are hundreds, maybe even thousands or tens of thousands of apps on there. And some of them work really well with nonprofits, and some of them don't, and they're different price points. So part of my job is to look at different applications and lab test them and bang on them, and then write up for in our client forum, serve that as a resource. So there's a new data loader for Salesforce that's just out today, and I'm going to be writing up about it and testing on it and looking for other apps. So that's what I have planned for the rest of my afternoon.
Cool. New toy to play with the data loader, huh?
Yes. Yeah, I'm just the type of person that would find that really, really exciting, which is
Me too. I'm going to have to go out and look for that myself. That sounds really interesting. Any stories from the time that you've worked on the Common Ground team? Any kind of experiences that have been particularly meaningful or rewarding that you can share?
Yes, it's almost on a daily basis. I mean, I just love talking to our clients about how they're using it and coming up with different ways. But in particular, there was one, and I'll give her a shout out, Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Miami. And I had met their primary admin, Rachel, at the Convio Summit last year. And she sat next to me, and I knew I was joining Convio at that point, but I wasn't official yet. And she was having a challenge, and I had given a presentation. She just like absorbed it and asked all these wonderful questions. So I had helped her with something, and we became friends. We play words with friends and connected. And I had really urged her when our product Common Ground Social came out, and what Common Ground Social is, peer-to-peer fundraising within Common Ground, so that you can set up a campaign and get your friends to donate. It's peer-to-peer, and we're really excited, and it's a great product. So when it came out, I really urged Rachel. She was very nervous because she's not as technical, and she was still learning whether or not she did it. And I held her hand a little bit, so to speak, you know, in getting it set up and answering her questions. And then she sent me an email about a month or so later. And Vinay, when he actually referred to this in his interview with you, but she had set up her son has a disability, and he was doing a walkathon with his cousin, and they had set up this page and went viral, and she promoted it, and it was covered in the media, and Gloria Estefan and some other celebrities had posted on it, and it far exceeded the fundraising goals she had set. She said that because I kind of gently pushed her into using this and feeling confident and empowered with it, this was the result, and it was just really meaningful. I felt amazing through that experience.
That's very cool. And I bet you know, she feels empowered now to do, you know, a lot more with the tool and to continue to experiment and try new things as well.
Well, that's the key thing. I think, you know, you hit on the real word that's, for me, was most exciting, and I think for our clients, is that empowerment of, yeah, you're resource strapped, and you had asked before about with data and, you know, how do you do it? When you have access to the tools and you at least have a rudimentary understanding of how to use it, that feeling of empowerment, you know, that you're sitting in a program meeting and they want to do this, that, and the other thing, and you're sitting there and you're not thinking, oh my gosh, how am I going to pull this off? You're thinking, oh, I know how we could do that. And I can, and you're not scared. There's nothing that could be thrown at you that would really scare you. Mm-hmm. And if it scares you, at least have the resources of where to go, whether it's within the community or, you know, out where you can get help. And so that empowerment, it's like a drug. It feels really good.
Mm-hmm. What are the things in the future as you look forward, either with, you know, technology services and products that we provide, or with, you know, just things out in the general market? What are some of the things that are most exciting that you see on the horizon?
I see, like, still integration. You know, integration was something that was a dream. I think there was, like, an integration proclamation years ago. I forgot exactly what it was. It was the theme of integrations coming around that, you know, if you have a Facebook login, you can log in here and there and Twitter and social. It's, like, not just in the nonprofit sector, but in general, this whole idea of identity and data sharing, but at the same time being mindful of privacy. And I think that's really exciting. exciting for nonprofits. The whole idea that you can, you know, tap into a Facebook network and just explode an idea and things are viral. I think it's really exciting. And that also from the data side of it, data is not, you know, it's ours as organizations to take and use as we need to. And I see more and more of that happening. App exchanges and open and sharing. And I think there's a lot of really interesting things coming with that.
Fantastic. I'd like to close out all of my interviews on the Connection Cafe with a simple and kind of lighthearted question. If you could finish this sentence for me, life is full of
color. Yeah, life is so many shades of color. And the way I think, I see that in yarns, different textures, and it's beautiful. It's a rainbow.
And that wrapped up the conversation that Judy and I had. Let us know on the Connection Cafe if you have any follow-up questions or suggestions for future conversations. Now that Conveo is part of the Blackbaud family, I'm excited to have a larger pool of candidates to choose from for interviews with future conversations. I'd love to get your input on individuals or team members that you think would be interesting to hear from. And so until then, thanks for listening and keep up the great work.